You might remember I've spoken twice in the past to Mr. Bill Harris. Former Detective Sergeant Bill Harris is now 97, the oldest living detective in New South Wales and possibly Australia, also the oldest living rugby league union first grader. Bill's one of the ambassadors for the upcoming Retired Police Officers Day, which takes place this Thursday. Retired Police Day honours the contribution, sacrifice and ongoing legacy of retired New South Wales police officers. Now, Bill has joined me in the studio twice before. He's told me about police work, sporting history and the time he spent as an acrobat. I'm happy to say that Bill's back in the studio. How are you, old mate?
Better than well.
You never change.
Oh, hope not.
Now, listen, before we get into all the other stuff, you won't ever say about rugby league.
No. I'm going to talk about a retired cop that's now retired.
Yeah.
But in 1963, he and this rugby league fellow were in the Bondi Junior R&R Australian Champions, they were.
Yeah? This bloke was?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Johnny Peard.
Bomber?
Well, yes.
Fair dinkum?
Yeah, fair dinkum. He and my son,
yeah,
were in the Australian Championship Bondi team in 1963.
Oh, geez.
He was a bloody great surfer.
Fair
Johnny Peard.
Good on you,
and
mate.
And they meet up regularly at the get-togethers at Bondi.
You know, people couldn't believe last time we had a yarn that your life, I know you've been around for a long time, but you've jammed so much into it as a police officer, as an acrobat. As an acrobat performing. Incredible.
Yeah, well, I mentioned to Trent just a while ago.
Yeah.
That I've been on television in every state of Australia bar Perth. And I've did national televisions in Japan, one in Tokyo and one in Osaka. I've been on TV in Hong Kong and I've been on TV in Bangkok.
As an acrobat?
As an acrobat.
What happened to Perth? Why weren't you there? We'll get that fixed. We've got to do some old footage somewhere and get you on in Perth if you've been everywhere else.
Yes, I know, but I mean I wasn't invited over.
Do you sort of shake your head these days when you look at all these young officers and what they confront on a daily basis? Life was a lot simpler when you were a young police officer, I'd imagine, was it? Wasn't any less dangerous, but it was a lot simpler.
No, a bit different now. It's a bit tougher now, I think.
You reckon a bit tougher for the young fellas and the young women?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you represent a big group of the community, retired police officers. And most of us love coppers, but we love retired officers even more because of all the work they put in over the years to make us all safe.
Yes, well, see, a lot of them are still doing things in the community. This particular retired police officer I'm talking about, next week he'll be competing in the Australian Surf Lifesaving Championships for the 51st consecutive time.
51st?
Yes, he's got
a time.
And also, he's got a plaque presented to him recently for his 50 years dedicated service to surf lifesaving, and he's got the OIM.
That as well?
Yes, and he's a retired cop.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, someone told me about something I didn't know about you last time we had a yarn. A regular pen pal, a 95-year-old Alma Kent, Lady Alma Kent. Now, she's apparently a renowned marathon runner and charity worker in the UK and still running marathons at the age of 95. Now, she was a British nurse captured by the Japanese in World War II. And how did you get to know Lady Kent? How did you become a pen pal of Lady Kent? How did that happen?
It's how it happened.
Oh, hang on. I might just caution you. If there's something inappropriate here that you don't want to share with me, you should tell me now.
No, there's no problem.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine then. You tell me how you came.
I mean, I was interviewed on another radio channel.
Yes.
And a fellow got my address and he talked to me at City Tats.
Yes.
And he corresponds, he's an old-time strongman historian.
So was he a strongman or an historian about strongmen?
A historian about strongmen.
So he wasn't, it'd be like you being an historian about acrobats, but you're actually an acrobat.
Yes.
So he's just an historian.
He's an historian.
Okay, so we've got him here.
He's been writing to friends in England for over 40 years, and he used to see articles about Lady Alma, and when they ceased, he asked, and did, you know, was would she passed on?
Mm.
And they asked, told her about it, and she said, a man in Australia talking about me? And she, they said, yes. And she said, who is it? And it was Laurie Smith out at Croydon.
All right.
And Laurie had interviewed me through beaming on another channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it came up.
And that's how it came
up. And have
up.
You been corresponding with Lady Alma Kent in the intervening period?
Yeah, for some years now.
Some years?
Oh, yes. She rings me up about every 4 or 5 weeks and writes every so often.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on her now.
What, you haven't had a letter for a while?
No, only for a month or so.
Oh, I hope it's not a dear bill letter next time it arrives. I mean, fair income. And it's amazing that someone 97, someone 95, you've got to be
here. Wait a minute, she's 96 now.
I knew you'd correct me if I was wrong.
Wait a minute, she turned 96 on the 15th of June last.
Okay. And so you've never physically met?
No. No. She's run 207 marathons.
Yeah.
And her last talk to me on the phone was about a month ago, and she said, my running marathons are over. I said, why, Alma? She said, because the age group, she said, too many people are dying in London. And she said, this is what she said, listen, she said, there's plenty of half marathons. She said, I'll be running in those.
Go to the half marathons, eh? Yeah. Now, listen, they tell me that Lady Kent regularly has tea with Her Majesty the Queen. Does she ever, I know it's inappropriate to talk about conversations with the Queen, did she ever mention that she's met the Queen recently?
Yeah, well, look.
I'm looking.
She's at Buckingham Palace 4 times a year.
4 times a year?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Because the Queen, she's got the FCL, that's Fellow of the City of London.
Yes.
And the Queen has them in Buckingham Palace once a year.
Mm.
And she has the ex-army nurses once a year. And,
right.
And disability people once a year. And, of course, Alma's part of that. But also Alma is at St. James Palace every month. And she knows the Duchess of Cambridge well.
Oh, strike me. Pink, you do mix in eclectic circles here. I mean, honestly, you mix in the highest of circles. For an old copper like you, you're talking to people who talk to royalty on a regular basis.
Yes, I know.
we'll have to get you back in for a fourth time, I think, Bill, to talk about the royal connections you have now. But you're the ambassador coming up this Thursday for Retired Police Day, so it's an opportunity for people to honour the contribution, sacrifice and ongoing legacy of all retired New South Wales police officers. And we're also, that's on Thursday the 6th, by the way, we're also getting together for the Criminal Investigators Dinner, which was last year attended by 1,000 people. I went along to that and I'll be back there again this year, I think. You're going to be there with me as well?
Yes, I'll be there. Yeah.
All right. We'll look forward to getting together then. I'm just about out of time. But can we have another yarn later in the year again?
Yes.
I think because you and I have got a bit of ground to cover now. We've done the acrobats. We've had it touched on rugby league, rugby union, a little bit of policing. But I'm intrigued by Lady Alma Kent, who's now 96, not 95, and I do apologise to her for that. And we want to have a yarn about that as well as all the other things.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you a little bit about Alma.
Okay, a little bit. Go on.
Now listen, she had 9 children.
Oh, 9.
Yeah, 4 boys, all policemen. All policemen.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Fantastic. 9 children, yeah. 4 boys.
But I'll tell you something else about her. When the war ended, she was with the Yanks. And one of the American Army officers had his arm blown off, and she sewed it on. And, yeah.
Put his arm back on.
Yes, and she did that. And she didn't tell me that, but it's in a book by this American general that he's now passed on.
Oh, dear.
But the Yanks took her to America.
Yeah.
They give her a new jaw. They put a plate in her head. They stabilised her spine and give her 2 new knees.
And she's still going, running a half marathon.
But then...
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
Then she went to England and married Lord Kent. And then... In her middle age,
yeah.
She started to run and for fitness. Then she's
still
ended
going.
Up running 207 marathons.
Bill Harris, you're a fascinating man. I've got to go. We'll see you soon. Good
okay,
on you, Billy.
Mate.
97 years young, former Detective Sergeant Bill Harris, and a fascinating man, and I always appreciate the chance I get to talk to him when he comes into the studio.